Chapter 30. Several hedgehogs stood atop a dune, shielding their eyes against the noonday sun. They squinted at the curious procession coming their way. A sturdy female relaxed her grip on a war club and turned to her mate, saying,
"They be not rats, Gorgon."
The male hedgehog, a huge, primitive-looking fellow, shook his war club in a businesslike manner.
"Mayhaps they be not rats, Decoy, but who be unknowing? Strange beasts could be troublesome. One of they be's a hog. Gorgon will speak unto him. You there, hog! Stand forward and cease thy drums a-banging."
Bowley Pintips halted his recruiting party and silenced the four leverets, who were enthusiastically battering away at four small mole drums. He signalled Firp, who was carrying a broom as a banner, to follow him. Both went forward, and Bowley called up to the hedgehog leader.
"My name don't be Hog. I be Bowley Pintips, the warrior, and I would parley with you."
Gorgon and Decoy met with Bowley and Firp at a spot halfway between their respective bands. Gorgon glared suspiciously at Bowley, and the young warrior stared back nonchalantly, tossing his hardened oatcakes from paw to paw. Gorgon nodded approvingly at the youngster's boldness.
"Be you with Foxwolf?"
he asked.
"Nay, I be with Gale Squirrel King against Foxwolf. There be others like me. Our banner is a broom. We will sweep Nagru and his horde out of Southsward."
"Big words for a little warrior. What be you doing in these parts, Bowley Pintips?"
"Recruiting an army to do battle with the Foxwolf."
Decoy began swinging her war club. Bowley stood motionless as it whirled by his snout, trying hard not to show fear. The female hedgehog let out an unearthly roar.
"I can strike!"
The war club struck the ground, a hairbreadth from Bowley's footpaw. Decoy grinned ferociously.
"Recruiting army to do battle with Foxwolf, eh? Not before time, I say. What say you, Gorgon?"
The big male bent his head, pressing his brow against that of Bowley until their spikes meshed in an antiquated hedgehog greeting. With his eyes practically touching Bowley's, he gave a fleeting smile.
"The tribe of Gorgon and Decoy be with thee, Bowley."
Untangling his spikes with great dignity, Bowley tossed an oatcake high, caught it flat on his footpaw, and flicked it up into his grasp.
"Gather thy tribe and follow this mole to his dwelling. 'Tis our meeting place. Come armed."